Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda. And welcome to Soul in the City. We are so glad to have you this evening. It is me. I am the guest and the person that will be sharing with you today. I just want to share a few things, just a few thoughts. Some sila moments, as we say, some moments to think and to ponder. Just knowing that the topic today is accessing the power in you. And before I even go any further with that, I want you to think about that. How do you access the power in you? I want to start by just saying, just giving a scripture in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Selah, think on that. Meditate on this while I finish playing this song by Martha Menendez. I know the plans he has for you. You know, I just asked you to see law, which means to pause and think on that. You know, accessing your power, the power that God has placed in you, is first to know that you do have power. Because God says, like we said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know," that's God speaking to you, "the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." You know, when we think of God as this angry, bitter God in the sky, this bipolar that's out to get you, that man has portrayed God as, that is not who God is. God is good all the time, as they say. He's so good. He wants to prosper you. He has those plans that he's made. In Jeremiah, in the first chapter of Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah, but you can put your name there, hallelujah, with the Gospels of God. You can replace your name. "I knew you. I knew you." He intimately knew you before he placed you in the womb, meaning that I had plans for you, and those plans were for you to prosper, to give you hope and a future. So accessing the power in you is first that you have to know that you're a powerful being. Why? Because you're connected to the creator of the universe, who is a powerful being. He's inside of you. The access point is the Holy Spirit. That Spirit of God, the essence of who God is inside of you. That's where your power lies. And when you can access the Spirit of God in you, the same essence of God that was in Jesus Christ, that resurrected him from the dead, lies in you. That same power that pulled him out of the grave and resurrected him, so that we all know that there is hope, there's a future. God has plans for you. In today's economy and all that is going on today, you can become distressed. You know, if your money is not right, if you don't have a job, you kind of lose focus as to who you are. And you are a child, an heir of salvation. You're a child of the Most High God. He is your Father. And, you know, sometimes I say he, Father, God. But, you know, there's many aspects and dimensions of God. He has that fathering aspect, that nurturing, that protector, that provider aspect. But he also has a feminine asset, in that he nurtures, loves, and holds on to you, is there for you. You are not alone in any situation. How closer, and I often say this, how closer can he be than to be inside of you? Inside of you lies this power waiting for you to pull forth from within yourself to conquer anything that you can desire, dream about, or want. You have to just pull that God power within yourself out from you to manifest it in the earth realm. How do we do that? You know, some people ask, I don't feel that. I don't feel powerful. I don't feel. A lot of times that power lies dormant until you recognize who you are and who you are in him. Until you can know that, you can't actually pull that power out from within yourself. And as I said before, it's the connecting part of that power is the Holy Spirit, the God in you. When you recognize how powerful you are as a being, the God that created this universe lives and resides a part of him. The essence is the truest, purest form of something. Lies in you. So inside of you, if he is creator of the universe, you have the power to create. If he provides out of the abundance of the earth, you have the power to provide for yourself and others out of the abundance of the earth, because he gave us dominion over the earth. So everything that he is, you have the potential to pull that out from you to be that. You just have to rest assured in the knowledge that he wants that for you, that that power is available to you. It's lying dormant. How do we pull that power out? First, by knowing who we are. We have to know who we are. We are his children, sons and daughters. You know, often we come to God begging, oh, God, please, 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 God, please, 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 because we don't connect to him as a part of us. We connect to him as this being outside of us. But we walk, move, and breathe and have our being in him. So we're connected. We move and breathe and have our being in him. We're such that much of a part of him. I'm going to kind of go to Ephesians, going to 1:3. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Meaning that he's given us all these spiritual blessings, all these things that we need to be on this earth realm. He's given us those through Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You know, that even goes back to us feeling so condemned and so, oh Lord, I'm just a poor little nothing. You're his son. You're his daughter. If he's the king of the universe and you're a prince or queen, a princess, you're a king in the kingdom of in your surroundings, having predestined us into the adoption of his children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. So we're predestined. We've been adopted. We've been grafted into his family. And when we accepted God as when we just accepted God, when we accepted Jesus and the Holy Spirit came and dwelt in us, you know, we had a profound teacher, minister, preacher, prophet, Reverend Harlan Jacobs. And when we became new creatures, we became new creatures. And I thought about that, new creatures in Christ, when we accepted who we are. It was just a matter of accepting who we are as his children. Acknowledging him. You know, the worst thing you can do is not acknowledge that there is a God, that you are his child. Because when you acknowledge that, when you acknowledge that, that the way to him through Christ and that consciousness of Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory, when you've acknowledged who you are, it just takes that. I receive you, Lord. I receive Jesus as my Savior. When you acknowledge that, when you come to that realization, to that Christ consciousness in you, that's the beginning of connecting the dots, of connecting to your power source, God, through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. It's like draining the power when you plug in to an electric outlet, then that power, you know, illuminates, rides up, and lights out through you. So when you acknowledge who you are, whose you are, that's the beginning of accessing the power that is in you. I'm going to go on to Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted into the beloved. So when you join in, when you receive the Father, and you acknowledge that you are his child, and you rest. I'm resting in knowing that I'm connected to you through Christ. I am a part of your beloved, part of your family. I am a part of that. And I can come to you as your child because you're my Abba Father. We have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches and grace wherein he hath abounded towards all wisdom and prudence. You know, the beginning of plugging in and acknowledging who you are and whose you are, and knowing that God, you're my Father, and I've come to you through your Son. I have acknowledged the process of getting into you. You know, not even really for what I can get from you, but because you are who you are, the great I am. And just by the acknowledging the fact of who you are, that you are my Abba Father, that you are the great I am, you bestow on me through your grace and your mercy all of these gifts, which takes us back to Jeremiah 29:11. I know when you can acknowledge who I am. And a lot of times when you didn't even know who he was, when you didn't acknowledge him, that you were going about your everyday not even acknowledging that you are, he is there for you, he is God, just believing that, hey, I get it on my own or whatever. When you don't even do that, he still loves you. You know, he's still wanting you. He's still silently waiting. He's such an awesome God that he desires. He's not going to throw himself onto us. He's just not. It's like the love relationship between you and a lover. Do you want someone who wants you? You want someone to choose you and someone to want you. God wants us to choose him and to want him. And so when you make that choice and you make that decision, then you've accessed the power within you, acknowledging who he is, believing in that, pulling from that. You become the powerful being that he created you to be. And you don't have to be in despair. You know, we don't even have to be in dis-ease. It's about the thoughts. He's made a promise here. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. When you know who you are, when you know whose you are, when you know that your inheritance, you are sons and daughters of the Most High God, just like Jesus. You know, he is our way shower. He showed us how to walk this earth and to access what we have in him. He came here to show us the way. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. But he's also our big brother. And he said, these things I do, you shall do also, and greater things than these. He said that. So there is, though he is our Savior and our Lord, there is this equality among us. You know, sometimes I feel like we put things way up there, but he was Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One. When you've accessed into that power source of who God is, you're anointed. You can pull from that anointing that is on you. You know, our pastor often says that anointing means the smearing on. And when you smear on a salve or an ointment, it's absorbed into your skin, into your body. The anointing of God is absorbed. It goes. It gets inside of you when you've connected into that power source of who he is. It's so awesome that we don't have to live in lack. And I'm not always talking about the physical dimensions like cars and houses. And though those things are nice, I'm not demeaning those things either. But lack as far as sometimes even lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom. And sometimes we live there because we have not connected into the right, the power source of the Most High God. And to be in the lack of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, you know, you can have a lot of money and all of those things, but if you don't have wisdom into how to be a good steward of all the gifts that God has given you or blessed you with, you can eventually, you know, think about those people who win the lottery and they get millions of dollars, but they just don't have the knowledge of what to do with all that. So they get it, and you'll hear a lot of them will have lost that, or even big stars and stuff where they have all this money. Maybe they didn't grow up that way, but all of a sudden, football players, basketball players, we see that evident in the news and so forth every day. They obtain all these riches. But they go through so much because they have not connected to who they are, whose they are, and the power source that is within them. They function more at a lower level of knowledge. And I'm not saying that to downplay anybody. But as you connect into God, as you connect in God through Christ, you come into greater revelation from glory to glory to glory. And, yeah, you might start out, you know, the Bible says first you start out as milk, as babes. But the more you long for him, you seek him through his word, through prayer, through meditation, you come up into different levels of revelation, and you move from one level of revelation to the next, going from glory to glory to glory, and you come into higher levels of knowledge and understanding through teachings, through hearing of the word, through knowledge, through understanding, through reading and meditating on those scriptures. You go into higher and higher levels of knowledge and understanding of who God is, how he loves us. He loves us. It's his love for us that allows us to tap into the power and the potential of who we are in him. It's when we come into that realization. It has always been in you from the beginning of time. You know, the thing that holds us back the most from tapping into the power of who we are and accessing the power of who we are is fear. Fear. Fear of failure. Fear of what others may say. Sometimes fear of success. It's one of the most powerful enemies that the, you know, of Satan has, or the enemy has for us, is to place fear in our being. And so many times in the Bible, you'll read, fear not, fear not, fear not. It's like the Spirit is saying, do not dwell in that place of fear. And I know there's this, I think it's an acronym, that false evidence appearing real. It's so true of fear. It is false evidence. It's a lie. You're powerful. You can be successful. You can move past the whatever that is holding you back. Fear of what others may say. They're going to talk about you if you're nothing. If you do nothing, they're going to talk about you anyway. If you achieve nothing, people will talk about you anyway. You're going to have haters in life whether you achieve success or whether you don't. There will always be somebody talking about you. And I always say to myself and to my friends, hey, well, let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. Let's talk about the love of Jesus that and the power that Jesus has placed in me, the power of God that is in me that I access. And you know what? You can access that power too. You can be successful too. You can have that drive, that desire, every desire in your heart that God has placed in you. You can achieve it. It takes just first acknowledging that you have that power and working through that power. power, abiding and resting in God, and a knowing, a doing, a determination that I'll achieve it. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. It takes that. It takes that. So fear is that false evidence appearing real that blocks, stops up. It's like a cork that won't allow that power to flow through you. But you can go past it. You can unstop it and like let the power of God just beam through you and knock down barriers. It's that powerful, the power of God in you. Think on that. You know, I do believe that fear is one of the main things that holds us back. But also the words, the thoughts that we think are another thing that holds us back. And the words that we speak hold us back from, I can't do this. You know, sometimes when God places a dream and a desire in your heart, you know it's a God desire and a God dream when it's impossible for you, when you think about it, to achieve it. You can probably bet that's a God desire and a God dream. How in the world can I do that? I don't have the resources. I don't have maybe the finances or whatever to achieve this big dream that I have. You can't do it in your own strength. You got to tap in. Tap into the God in you, the power of God in you, having faith that what he said he will do, I'm here to tell you, he will do it. And moving out on that. Speak those things that be not as though they were. You know, part of that powerful accessing the power in you is first also is one of the things that you have to acknowledge is that you're a spirit being on this earth plane. You're a spirit. You're clothed in this body, but you're a spirit. And spirit has no, it's unending. It's infinite. It can move beyond space, dimension, and time. When you realize that you're a spirit being, and yes, you know, on this side of the world, in this earth realm, we do have some limitations, you know, that we have to move through time and all of this. But you see yourself as a spirit, and the Spirit of God moves through you. You see that you have to first, you know, when you want something, just, you know, not that we're just always going to God, like, you know, he is the bank or whatever. But when you have a desire in your heart and accessing that power source, I think it's so important that you see what you want first in your mind's eye. And I call that spirit, seeing it in the spirit. I see it. If it's, I'm just using this as an example. Let's say I wanted a house. Like I said, it's not about material things. It's about manifesting the power in you. But we're using this as an example. So if I wanted this house, if this was the desire of my heart, maybe I wanted that house for the kingdom. You know, I was going to have people over study groups or whatever. I would have to first visualize the house, actually see it in my mind's eye. See every room of the house in my mind's eye. See the colors of the walls, how you would want the carpet, what would you want the kitchen to look like. Actually imagine and see that in your mind. Hold that in your spirit and in your mind's eye. Speak that. I will have it. It will come. I know I'm going to get this. I know that this will happen for me. And you don't speak against it. You don't look at the finances that you have. And it's not, you know, I guess some people would say that's living it out of a reality. But it's really, to me, it's pulling it from the spiritual realm and manifesting it in the earth realm. And to pull something from the spiritual realm, you have to see it in the spirit realm. And then you manifest it in the earth realm. And it takes time and it takes faith And it takes believing and resting in God and knowing that it will, you know, when knowing that it was healed, not being weary and well-doing, not being weary and knowing that it'll manifest. It does take the preparation on your part, you know. Maybe you might have to do some things. Okay, well, I'm going to have to get some, pay off some bills and do all those things. It is about doing what you can do, but then allowing and resting and know that God will do the rest. You know, his promises to you are true. What he's promised you, he will surely do. And just resting and knowing that God will provide. You know, I have been going through some things, nothing big or bad, but I just feel like I'm going through places in God where he is showing me how to walk in faith. And I am grateful for the church community in which I am a part of, because they are really showing me how to walk in faith, how to pray and believe, how to see those things that be not as though they are. They're teaching me how to walk out that practice of doing that. And things are manifesting in my life. And it's not that I'm going to God like a give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. You know, sometimes I am just so grateful to God, and I know others are the same, just for the relationship that I have for him. Because when things get rough for me, and they do, you know, if you're in this world, in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations. They are going to come, but it's not that you're having them. It is how you perceive them, how you walk through them, and how you react to the trials and tribulations. When things happen to me now that I've connected to God and my source and my power, there is something in me that says, I'll get through this. It may knock me down, but you can bet I'm going to walk up, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to keep on fighting. I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to make it through this. This is a tough time. This is a tough time. But it's not going to defeat me. You know, the speech, the thoughts, the words that I have through things has changed. My dialogue for myself, as they say in psychology circles, my self-talk has changed. Because I know that I'm connected to the power source of the universe. And so there is nothing that he won't do for me and nothing I cannot do if I stay connected to him. And I know for some people that's like, oh, that's a bunch of pie in the sky. No, it is working for me, darling. It is, I can say that through faith, you know. And yes, I have been knocked down. But miracles happen in my life every day. I expect them, and they do happen for me. Just knowing the goodness of God and walking through that, acknowledging who he is. He is my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He provides. He's my source. You know, if I lost whatever, I know that I will always have, because he is my source. And I live out of the abundance of what he has given me. I don't, you know, it's not about a job or any of that. They're not my source. God is my source. And so come what may, I'm connected to the source. And out of his abundance, which is abundantly above anything I can think, ask, or hope for, that's where I live from. That's my supply. And that is where my hope lies. So I just wanted to share a little bit with you today, just some words to think on and process about how powerful you are when you are connected to the power source of the universe, which is our God, our Father, our Abba. And I want to leave you with this thought, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you and with all joy and peace as you trust in him. I'm sorry, let me read that over. I'm having a moment. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to read that one more time. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That says it all. It's the God will fill you with all hope, joy, and peace. You know, come what may, you ain't got to worry about it. Because God fills you with joy, peace. If you trust in him, he'll overflow you with hope by the power of his Spirit in you. And you access that power. You manifest it on the earth realm by knowing who he is, by knowing who you are, and by knowing the connection you have in him. And that's how you access the power in you. This is Linda. I am so glad that you took the time to listen to me for this short time. Because of who God is, because he's powerful, because he's great, because he is all-knowing, all-seeing, because he's just good, because he's love and loving, because he is all of that, you are too. Connect in. Again, this is Linda. This is Soul in the City. So glad you had this time with me this evening. Be blessed because you are. Be powerful because you are. Be great because you are. This is Soul in the City. Good evening. Have a great week.